It's a Live at 8:05 morning startup. We are joined by Seb and Jesse from Death from Above 1979. Hope you guys are having a great day.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Yes. New record is for Lovers out now. Some bands have a very distinct split between their studio energy and their live energy. You guys somehow managed to keep two as one. They are indeed the same on this new record. And I would say previous records, the energy in the studio is the same as the live energy. How do you guys manage to do that?
Well, on this record in particular, we made it in a small room sitting very close to one another. And because we did everything ourselves, we didn't have the time to like redo stuff.
Okay.
So we didn't write the record before we got in the studio. We got in the room and we just started playing. And so on the record, what you hear is oftentimes the very first time we either played it or the very first time that we turned it into something cool, you know, where it's like you finally figured it out. It's like we were playing, like we figured it out. And then we got it, you know. So it's like a lot of that early exuberance that you would hear on like on a band's demo or when you hear them play live, okay, that exists on this record. Just because of circumstance, but also because that's what we like to hear. We like to hear something powerful and meaningful.
Awesome.
Sometimes, even if you make up something that's really great, if you do it too many times, it starts to become a bit of a blur, you know, both emotionally and even just in terms of technically.
Okay.
And avoiding that is a good thing for us.
What do you mean by everything by yourselves? Everything?
Yeah, we were asked a question yesterday. They were like, you guys started as a punk band. Are you still a punk band? And I thought later about this. It's like, I don't think Joe Strummer ever plugged in a microphone. And I plugged in every microphone in this record. So, so you know, I'm not, these are apples and oranges.
Sure.
But yeah, we did everything. We did absolutely everything to the point, you know, Jesse mastered the record, which is, usually that's the point where you let a professional do it.
Wow.
Yeah. We're like, no, we
sitting
are
sitting right where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah. Is that because you guys are cheap or how does this?
I wish.
Canadian. It is fine.
No, I am wondering why. Is it just like, you just want to control everything? Is it a bit of micromanaging?
Well, it's more that these are things that we do for other people all the time. Like while we've been talking, I just got an email from someone asking me to master their whole album because I do mastering all the time for other people. Sebastian mixes records and has worked on records for other people, but we hadn't applied it to ourselves. We didn't take on that responsibility and say, no, we're going to do it. And it's maybe partially a function of us being a two-piece. So we work with other people. So there was another opinion, you know, so that there was someone else. Maybe the two of us had gone down the wrong road, but in, you know, we just had avoided the responsibility without articulating that.
Did it make it weird though this time to sort of sit back and do something you've been doing for other people for yourselves, or did it feel
natural?
Yeah. Well,
It was the most calm. I don't want to say calm. I wasn't nervous going into this one. Okay. I was nervous when we were making The Physical World because we were recording in Sunset Sound, this incredible studio that Led Zeppelin and The Doors and Prince and Elliott Smith and all these incredible artists have gone through that studio and made iconic work. And that's where we were making this record at the beginning, 3 days in Sunset Sound. My body was betraying me because I was so nervous. I felt it physically. And so, and on the last record, a little bit less of that because of just, I guess, maybe time. But on this record, there was none of that. I wasn't nervous about making this record. I knew what we were going to do. And you can't get much more comfortable than Jesse and I are together. We've spent an unreasonable amount of time together. Like no two men that aren't legally wed should spend this amount of time together.
Sebastian, talking about the doing stuff yourselves, the album cover is a real picture of your great uncle and aunt. Do you guys save pictures? And if so, how do you store them? Do you print them and put them away? Or is it on a hard drive?
Like anyone else, I've got a phone just riddled with thousands of photos. My mother was trying to find photos of me as a child, and there's maybe a dozen of them. And I already have probably 6,000 photos of my daughter. So, but my wife is a photographer. She shoots on film still.
Wow.
And so that's a really fun process to go through because it's so alien these days, but actually waiting for something, taking her snapping photos. And sometimes we don't see the photos for months and months and months. Take a roll, put it on a shelf, you know, then go get everything processed. It's an extremely rewarding experience. And as a fetish, I recommend it for kids now to do it, just to go through that process. It really is. I mean, there's no need to do it. It has to be something that you have an appetite for.
It's the Live 85 Morning Startup. We are talking to Seb and Jesse from Death from Above 1979. I know we talked about putting the record together, but lyrically, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on in the songs. And on the final song, No War, you've got the line, "No one can see through the blood, moonwalk on Che Guevara's grave." Now, assuming that you've established the grave that you would dance on and what dance you would do, if someone was to dance on your graves, who would you like it to be and what dance?
It could be anyone.
The river dance. It's Michael Flatley. River dance. Michael Flatley doing the river dance. I'm so happy my brain knew Michael Flatley.
I think that's the first time anyone has said any of those words this year.
You know what? I might be, that might knock me back to life. You know, just an Irish guy just stomping on my grave.
I hope he's the first guy to tour.
We need more Michael. The world needs more Michael Flatley.
Wow.
Jesse, I wait for you to hear it.
I'm sorry. That's such a crazy question. I can't even imagine. Okay. How about just the Macarena, but it's got to be one person by themselves.
You know, I've always wanted to write a dance song that is like what has the description of the dance moves in it. I think that's maybe Death from Above's next move.
Oh, wow.
And maybe we could encourage people to perform it at funerals.
From dance punk to dance instructional. The new poor genre choice from Death from Above, 1979.
Death from Above, 1979 puts out Dirge Record with instructions.
Funeral dance music. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Really, okay. really thought out.
Well, let me ask you another tough one then. Two of the biggest things in the world right now are Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Justice League. Are you guys more Marvel or are you more DC?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Literally no clue.
Which one did Junkie XL do the soundtrack for? There's one of those.
What are you talking about now? Junkie XL?
Junkie XL.
Yeah, sounds like a coffee size at Dunkin' Donuts.
He's amazing. I once DJ'd with him, and now he's like one of the biggest movie soundtrack guys. And I've noticed on his Instagram, he's been posting pictures of one of those movies like mad because he made all the music on his gigantic wall of modular.
I have a problem with the modern superhero films.
Yeah.
The minute that the second car explodes, I fall asleep.
So minute two.
Yeah, minute two. Okay. I'm asleep. I just get exhausted by watching a $40 million screensaver.
Wow. Death from Above 1970.
It was Justice League. It was Justice League.
That he did the music for?
Yep.
There you
My
go.
Issue with those films is honestly that there's too many characters and I can't keep track. And one of my kids wanted to watch whatever that movie, that Endgame one.
Sure, yeah.
Wanted to watch that and we're watching it. And I remember saying pretty early on, like, I need to go apparently and like do a bunch of research so I know who the hell, like, why is it a big deal that who is this person that just walked on and it's supposed to be an emotional moment? And I'm like, I don't know anything about any of these characters. Where's the Hulk?
It is called Endgame. It's called Endgame, by the way.
Now Seb is helping Jesse.
This is the beautiful part.
last episode.
But see, now I'm my own. I'm like my dad. I'm like, Dad, look at this, and he's like, Transformer, what? You know, like, I'm that guy.
Here's the beautiful part about being in a duo: only two characters. Seb, Jesse from Death from Above 1979. A new album is called Is for Lovers. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.